Hey, joining me right now is the wonderful Nick Hayes from Media Stable. Hey, Nick, thank you so much for giving us a call and chatting to me on Table Talk this morning.
Thanks very much, Leah. Great to be with you. And hasn't there been a lot happening in media in the last
Oh,
week?
my goodness. I feel like you can't wake up without being bombarded by something. I mean, the last week alone, we've had, Mark McGowan stepping down, Koshy from Sunrise stepping down, Stan Grant stepping down from the ABC. Then there was the shooting at the school last week as well. So much is happening. So I kind of wanted to get your insights as well in the world of media. I feel like I want to say what on earth is going on, but I don't think that's there's not really an answer to that, is there, Nick?
Well, there isn't. And
No.
you talk about Koshy and the Premier Mark McGowan all doing it in the same day. And one might have thought, well, even Koshy leaving Sunrise after 21 years, you would have thought, oh, this could be the story of the day.
Yes.
But no, he was trumped, and I don't use the word trumped easily, by the Premier Mark McGowan, state daddy, who affectionately known
Yes.
right across Western Australia as sort of the guy that got us through COVID. Has said, you know what, I'm a little tired. I've had
Yes.
enough. I'm going to call it a day. And
Yeah.
that is going to be, without doubt, the number one story in Western Australia for the year. Nothing else is going to beat that announcement.
Oh, 100%. What's been the feel within the media sort of world and the people and experts that you've been talking to? Has it been a lot of shock in your conversations, or are people surprised? What's been the feel on the street?
Oh, look, shock is definitely, and I think that, all your listeners, everyone, will have got been caught completely by surprise on this. You would think that the Premier, who has sort of worked through probably the hardest period, the hardest time that West Australia has had to face with the lockdowns, well, the lack of lockdowns, but the actual lockdown of the borders
Yeah.
and the keeping out of people that potentially could spread the virus, have, he's got through the hard part. You would
Yeah.
think that with his popularity rating, you would have thought that with the lack of opposition, you would have thought with the state budget and being in such a huge surplus, mining still booming,
Yeah.
that this must be the honeymoon period for the Premier. But yet he said, you know what, I'm calling it a day, I'm tired. But I
Yeah.
think he's going to be one of the very few politicians out there that are going to say, you know what, I've left on my own accord and I've left at the top of my game.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is a really nice thing to do, and it's nice when you have to do it your way rather than being forced out, or everyone thinks you're over it or whatnot. Have you got any bets on who you can see replacing him at this stage?
Oh, look, it all seems to be pointing towards Roger Cook.
Yeah.
Look, he was, I would have said if Ben Wyatt was still in politics, he would have been the natural successor to become the next Premier and the first Aboriginal Premier that would be. And it would have been amazing. In fact, I'm certain that within the circles and around the corridors of the Australian Labor Party that they might have been going, hey, is it too late to get Ben back?
Yeah.
He's an amazing man and an amazing human being, and he would have made a great premier. But it looks to be Roger Cook. I think Amber Jade Sanderson was, she'd been given the nod by the unions yesterday,
Yep.
but it looks like there's been a bit of a deal going on that that Roger's going to get it. But Roger's going to come under, he won't get or he won't benefit from the Premier's popularity. Mark McGowan has generated that on his own.
Yeah, he
He's got a
has.
big job in front of him for the next 2 years before the next state election, and he has to try and win over the West Australian population because, he was the guy that was in charge of the health system when it was in disarray. He was
Exactly.
also to the, he's been, the spotlight has been on him. But he does have 2 years to win the faith of West Australians.
Yeah, definitely. Got a little bit of time up the sleeve to try and create his own. I mean, if you can't be the daddy of WA, I don't know what else you can be. What about the other
He might be state uncle. He might be the
Yeah.
state uncle.
Great. I love it. I love it. We've got to go to a quick song, but when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about burnout because it keeps popping up in the news as well. We're talking all about the news cycle, and I've been joined by Nick Hayes from Media Stable on the phone, and we've been talking about Mark McGowan stepping down. But I guess what I wanted to ask you first of all, Nick, which is very, very important, because everyone's talking about burnout, so I need to check in. Are you okay? Are you feeling a bit tired yourself, or are you surviving?
Thanks, Leah. I'm more than thriving.
Good.
In fact, if anything, I got the reverse problem. I've got to calm myself down from burnout because I'm not even near that. I'm on the other end of the scale.
Yeah. Okay. You could do with some more work, should you? Should I? like work
Send
all
it more my
night.
Way. Yes. I've got plenty of room to put it through.
Oh, I love it. But I suppose burnout is becoming a bit of a hot issue, overarching all of these things that are happening as well. Because, yeah, Mark McGowan was talking about being really tired as well. And then there's an article that's come out where the former Australian cricketer Justin Langer talking about his decision to step down, citing exhaustion as well. And even Koshy from when Sunrise was talking about he wants to have more time with his family. And burnout is just the hot topic. Do you feel like it's people are getting, this idea of burnout and then making their decisions? Or is it just one of those coincidences?
I think it's a bit of both. I think that, there's no doubt that the Premier of Western Australia is a high-pressured role. Mm. And also, too, what he just went through with COVID and the pandemic and having to deal with that. The Premier made some very interesting comments that he didn't cope well. He's not a natural confrontationist. So he did struggle with the being questioned the way that he did and went about it. And, I've got to say, Leah, I was actually one of them. I wrote a few articles in the West myself questioning just some of the language that was being used at the time. But I think that there is a little bit of column A and column B here.
Sure.
He is tired and exhausted, but it's also time to change. You know, Koshy's been doing that for 21 years at Sunrise. And, we've got people that have been listening to this program that have only ever known or grown up with Koshy if you watch Seven Sunrise. You've seen plenty of other female co-presenters sort of switch and change over. He was just one constant.
Yeah.
The Langer column was really interesting, and I read that column a little while back, and I had a sense and feel that that's going to be very, very powerful because people, just that moment of clarity to work out how you're feeling about yourself, where you're at, what effect it's having on family, what effect it might be having on, your general health and well-being.
Yeah.
It's just so important. So it was a great wake-up, and it's amazing that another great leader in Justin Langer had an impact on our Premier of Western Australia, Mark McGowan. But I think an effect for the positive to look after your health first.
Absolutely.
And, job is second.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's been giving permission for a lot of people to be like, if people at the top of their field are able to step away and give themselves time to rest, then we can definitely do that as well, which is always great to see. And leading by example and putting health and family first, which is so, so important. Hey, Nick, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate your insights and, your wisdom in the land of media.
Thank you, Leah. Anytime, and a very special morning. Good morning to all your listeners.
Thanks, Nick.